This is JIS News. Coming up, Violence Prevention Forum deemed a success, business leaders clearer on logistics hub initiative, and cancer patients to have greater access to radiation therapy. The details after this message. Stay with us.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity to move forward on this land. Productivity, that's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. National Security Minister Peter Bunting has hailed the National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention as a positive development in the fight against crime. The forum, organized by the Ministry of National Security as part of its Unite for Change public education initiative, was held Thursday at the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston. Over 1,000 persons attended the event, which provided an opportunity for representatives from the private sector, government agencies, NGOs, faith-based institutions and students to discuss the interventions and preventative approaches to crime fighting.
I've been really touched, moved and inspired by the commitment of everybody here today. This is not the end. This is really just the end of the beginning of the process. And now the work is really ahead of us. But I am hopeful that we may look back one day and say this was a watershed in our safety and security environment in Jamaica.
Minister Bunting was speaking at the close of the forum Thursday. A significant number of senior business executives and leaders say they now have a clearer understanding of the Jamaica Logistics Hub initiative and how it can facilitate unprecedented growth and economic prosperity. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says this is the feedback he has received from the private sector following the recently held two-day Logistics Hub Symposium for local investors. He says the government anticipates building on the public-private sector links emerging from the forum.
We have received the pledged support of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, whose president, Mr. Christopher Zaka, has described the Logistics Hub Initiative as a key pillar on which to build Jamaica's economic success.
The industry ministry will seek to partner with the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce to launch a public education campaign on the Logistics Hub Initiative. The Ministry of Education is seeking to initiate a partnership between the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, and the Sam Sharp Teachers College to facilitate logistics hub-related training in Western Jamaica. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this is part of plans to expand training opportunities for careers in logistics outside of the corporate area, utilizing existing resources.
This proposed escalation of the CMI mandate is to enable it to mainstream STEM related to logistics, transport and maritime professions and avocations, and to introduce these elements into the curriculum of select STEM academies beginning at Sam Sharp, which will cover the teaching of logistics and maritime STEM and all the other avocations in select coastal schools.
The education minister was speaking at a national education forum on the Logistics Hub Initiative on Friday, organized by the Logistics Task Force Subcommittee on Education and Training. And cancer patients in need of radiation therapy are to have greater access to the healthcare service with the procurement of two linear accelerator machines. The machines are being acquired by the Ministry of Health in partnership with the National Health Fund and the Chase Fund. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says there's currently only one linear accelerator machine on the island, and it is within the private healthcare service. He says the acquisition of the equipment is in keeping with the government's thrust to ensure the public healthcare system is equipped to offer adequate services.
These machines will replace the Cobalt 60 machines that are currently being used. This is just a part of what our cancer management system will be doing as we aim to have a technology-driven, people-centered, and holistic approach to cancer care.
Minister Ferguson was speaking at the National Health Fund's 10th anniversary banquet recently. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.